Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom. Scott is actually out enjoying some cooler weather in Colorado, so this is Melissa Morante. I'm his daughter, and I am thrilled to be here tonight because we are talking about a very important topic. For those of you who have started to see all those beautiful brochures arriving in your mailbox every afternoon, it's that time again, open enrollment. And Scott does address this topic every year, and I'm so excited to have Desiree Mearns from Shine here to answer some very important questions and help you guide through this very overwhelming process. And so we're going to talk to Desiree in a second, but just a reminder, if you are listening on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches, it's Monday evening. I hope you had a great weekend and that your week is off to a good start. If you're listening on 104.9 in Gainesville and 103.9 on Long Island, it's Wednesday night and you're halfway there. And if you're listening on 95.9 True Oldies, it's Saturday morning in South Florida, and I hope you have a nice weekend planned. So open enrollment started today, and if you're on Medicare or about to be, you need to pay attention because Desiree Mearns from Shine is here, and she is an expert on your options and explaining what those options are for you. So if you're listening, I strongly encourage you to tune in for the entire show. So before we get started, because we do have a lot to discuss, a little bit about Desiree. She is the Shine Program Director for Palm Beach and the Treasure Coast. She began her career at the Area Agency on Aging in July 2014 with a bachelor's in healthcare administration and her current pursuit of her MBA at FAU. Desiree researches tirelessly and is passionate about Medicare beneficiaries in South Florida. She provides support to 3 staff members and 48 volunteers spread across 19 sites within the 5-county service area, all while providing outreach presentations and lectures to healthcare professionals and the general public. All right, Desiree, we have a lot to get to. So for those who may not know, I guess first tell us what SHINE is, what the acronym stands for, and what you do.
All right, so it can be a bit confusing because federally, nationally, we're known as the SHIP program, State Health Insurance Program. However, we changed our name for Florida to SHINE for the Sunshine State, and SHINE stands for Serving Health Insurance Needs of Elders. So the same program, however, different names. And to get a little more confusing, our program in New York is called HICAP.
Excellent. And so explain the relationship between SHINE and the Area Agency on Aging or the Aging Resource Center. Are you part of the AAA? Are you a division of it? Are you totally separate?
Okay, so we are one of the Center of Excellences inside of what we call the Circle of Care at the AAA, and it's also referred to as the Aging Disability Resource Center. So we're kind of a department, but we choose to call ourselves Centers of Excellence, and we're housed within the Area Agency on Aging, and that mirrors the relationship throughout the state of Florida. In some other states, the SHIP program is in the state insurance department, so it's more of a government entity, where here we are through the nonprofits that are the Area Agency on Aging.
Great. And so what's the mission? What's SHINE's mission?
So we provide free, unbiased Medicare counseling. Yes, free, and yes, unbiased Medicare counseling through a dedicated network of volunteers. So I have 48, again, through those 19 sites in the 5 counties, and they are amazing. They go through a very intense training through the State Department of Elder Affairs through the state of Florida. They are certified, and then they go on to mentor and shadow our veteran volunteers, and they are just wonderful, very smart, well-rounded people just looking to help everyone.
Great. And those people are going to be incredibly busy starting today. So today was day one of open enrollment. So explain what that means.
Okay, so yesterday began open enrollment period as October 15th, but today was, of course, the first business day, so we came into tons of voicemails, and whenever I logged into our our scheduling platform, I saw that we still had appointments for the last month of October. And whenever I closed my door, we were into the second week of November. So we're just getting a huge influx of calls right now. We have those who have used our program in the past and they want a certain counselor and they know where to go and who they want to see and who they've seen for years to come. So they're calling in now to get their appointments, but we're also urging new folks to call in to get their appointments as well, because we do book up very quickly. We try our hardest to not have anyone go unserved. So we do have a waitlist option, but I really hope that everyone can get in and get an appointment before we hit that waitlist.
Right, because it's getting more and more confusing, right, as time goes on. So I guess let's start at the beginning. So there's Part A, Part B, Part C, Part D. I mean, people are so confused by the different parts and what do you should you have, what do you need to have. So let's start there.
Okay, so we have the different parts, and then above and all there are different types of those different parts as well, so it does get very layered very quickly. But the Medicare basics are that A is your hospitalization. That is generally free for those who have 40 working quarters or 10 consecutive years with Social Security Administration. If someone did not have any working quarters and they were going to pay out of pocket for their Part A hospitalization, it would be $419 a month. So it's pretty whopping entitlement whenever you do have your working quarters and it's free. Part B is your doctor services or your observation status. And that is whenever, of course, you go to the doctor. The ER is actually considered under Part B as well because it's all observation status. So Part A is admitted to the hospital and Part B is observation, kind of when they're trying to figure out everything before moving to next steps.
And that brings up a lot of questions sometimes, too. I know, right, when people go to the hospital, they are not necessarily admitted, right? And that's where it becomes observation versus...
It used to be really cloudy. However, last year, March of 2016, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, put forth something called a moon notice, which is a notice that is provided to the client or their caregiver, whoever it may be in the hospital, that provides a detailed in and out, so to say, of when you're admitted, when you're observed, and that gives you the landscape of what it's going to look like when it's billed to your Medicare. It's MOO moon notice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. All right, so Part C, and then the one that brings up the most discussion. So we'll tackle Part C first, and then we'll move into Part D.
So Part C is a third-party plan that is for your Part A and your Part B. It's kind of mixed in together. So Part C is also referred to as Medicare Advantage Plan. It's a network that you're signing up for. So you do have to stay within the PPO or HMO or SMP network. So tons of acronyms tonight. And one thing to remember is the Medicare Advantage Plan or Part C portion is actually dropping the word advantage. So some folks have gotten a letter that explains advantage plans are going away. Well, the advantage plan is not going away. The word advantage is. It's being replaced with Medicare health plans because CMS believed that the advantage word kind of swayed some folks a certain way whenever it wasn't necessarily the advantage for them. So it's going to be referred to as Medicare health plan. So no need to freak whenever we get that letter. It's just the advantage word is dropping.
And when does that officially take place, or is that happening now?
It's kind of transitioning now. You'll see it on Medicare.gov as a Medicare health plan. However, you'll still get your normal brochures and your normal advertisement. You'll still see on the television that it's Medicare Advantage plan. So not everyone's on the boat yet, but you'll start to see about half and half at this point.
Okay. Okay. So before we get to Part D, though, I want to just address the Medigap or the Medicare supplements, because that's a question that comes up a lot, too.
Exactly. So there are basically two avenues to Medicare. The original Medicare side is your Part A and your Part B, your red, white, and blue Medicare card. And then you have the option to take on a supplement or a Medigap plan. And what that is there are 11 different types of Medigap plans. So those are the different letters that not everyone recognizes, but they hear type F, type N, type G. So that's where it gets really confusing. There's no other designation. We just went with letters, I guess. And so the Medigap is to cover the 20% that original Medicare does not cover. So Medicare approved services will be covered by A and B at 80%. Mm-hmm. So the 20% is either the Medicare beneficiary's responsibility out of pocket, or they can take this Medigap supplement out. It's a third party insurance. It's another premium per month, but depending on the type you choose, depends on the comprehensive of the coverage for the Medigap.
Okay. And there is a window of time, right, where you can get that supplement or that Medigap coverage without any considerations.
Exactly. And the exact word for it is called the guaranteed issue right. And whenever someone's Part B goes active, so on their red, white, and blue card, they'll have a month, a date, and a year of when their Part B went active. That triggers the guaranteed issue right. It's a six-month window, only 6 months, where someone can look into these supplements without having anything considered, meaning the pre-existing conditions. Some supplements still consider smoking. Some areas are a higher risk ratio than others. So, and there are some areas like here in Palm Beach, Del Rey is split between two zip codes. One is more expensive than the other. So it gets really technical, but you can disregard all of that during this guaranteed issue right, which is when the Part B goes active. So if someone stays, say, with their employer coverage and they don't turn their Part B on as soon as they turn 65, they continue to work. As long as that Part B hasn't triggered, neither has that guaranteed issue right. Okay. So you can find some that wait just a little bit longer to take that on.
Got it. Okay, now the fun part. Part D. Many options, right? But everything changes every year, right? So this is the part where people really need to call and get educated about what their options are and what kinds of questions they need to be asking and what are the things they need to be looking for. So yes. Have at it.
So basically, most of the calls that we get during the annual enrollment period are for these Part D standalone drug plans. Because if someone has original Medicare and their supplement, they're not changing much of that. You actually don't want to change your supplement too often, because if you got it during a guaranteed issue right and you go to change it, you're outside of it. So that could change a few things. So most times we get those just interested in these Part D standalone plans. For 2018, there are 21 in the state of Florida. So with the cheapest one ranging from, it starts at $17.70. And it's looking like our most expensive is $169.40. So that's a pretty big range there, depending on someone's budget. But when it comes to drug formularies, you really get what you pay for. Because if you're on a higher tier drug, maybe four or five, or maybe a aggressive prescription, you may need to pay that higher premium, so then that formula is there for you for those prescriptions. However, if someone does qualify for financial assistance through Social Security Administration, their income and their asset meet certain limits, and they receive that assistance, there are two plans that have zero premium whenever they do qualify for this assistance. So there's tons of different options, and many folks that do qualify don't know that they qualify, and we help with that application and to screen for that assistance as well.
And those are all income and asset specific, all of those plans, that the sort of equitable relief plans, if you will.
Basically for the financial assistance, absolutely. Okay. So it's income and asset restricted.
So if someone has their Part D this year, what are some specific questions they may need to ask you when they call you and say, do I need to consider switching?
Yeah, so our helpline specialists are really good at navigating if someone needs an appointment. We always try to make everyone an appointment, because the company will send you their drug formulary, but it's about 2 inches thick. It's not really in English. It's more an insurance jargon. And so we're here to really help translate that. And we have a specific tool that we use that really gets it down to just a few minutes to look it over. And a drug formulary can change every year in a dramatic way. Most don't. However, I had a counselor who counseled herself for the first time. It was her first year. She was very excited to take that on, and she counseled herself, and thank goodness she did, because it was a difference of $1,500 for the next year because one of her more aggressive prescriptions fell off the formulary. And if she wasn't educated through this program, then she wouldn't have known to even double check.
Right. Oh. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. All right. We're going to take a short break. We're here with Desiree Mearns from Shine talking about open enrollment and everything we need to know about Medicare as this very overwhelming time begins for those 65 and older. We will be back. If you have questions for Desiree, you can reach us at 877-960-9960.
Joining us is Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Scott, you guys go above and beyond when it comes to cultural competency training, don't you?
You know, Mike, we really do. For example, 65% of the senior population in Palm Beach County is of the Jewish faith. We've spent an awful lot of time at Comfort Care going through regular Holocaust survivor caregiving. We also have hired a rabbi periodically to train our caregivers on maintaining a traditional kosher home. Everyone that we deal with is different, and they bring a different set of history or a different set of circumstances to the equation. So what we try to do is to make sure that we have caregivers who are trained in whatever it is that is confronting the senior that we're dealing with. We're even beginning to work with some of the Haitian churches to work with our caregivers to make sure that our caregivers understand what our clients need, because by working together, it makes for a better outcome. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us, 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Scott, caregiver stress is really a silent killer, isn't it?
It really is, Mike. The statistics are astounding. Nearly 64% of family caregivers taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia without having outside help will predecease their loved one who has Alzheimer's and dementia. The stress of taking care of a loved one with a chronic disease can take a terrible toll, and the need for a respite is never more apparent than when you're feeling the most stressed.
So, Scott, your services can be provided for just a couple of hours a day so we can live our normal life.
Yes, Mike. Even a couple of hours away from the family member who is struggling with a chronic disease can give you the break that you need to take care of yourself. Get your hair done, go out and play cards, maybe a round of golf, go see a movie. All of these are things that will help you take care of your loved one better if you're in a better frame of mind. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us, 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Melissa Morante. I'm filling in for Scott this evening, and I am here with Desiree Mearns, and we are talking about all things open enrollment for Medicare. So when we, right before the break, we were starting to dig into Part D, and I guess there is now 21 plans this year for Part D. So, all right, Desiree, let's, I guess, finish off on anything else important about Part D. And then, of course, the donut hole is always a big question.
Yeah. So, again, there's a pretty big disparity besides the cheapest Part D plan being $1,770 and then the largest being $169. But we actually see a lot of middle ground there, a lot of folks that, you know, their prescriptions are specific to different formularies. But what many don't know are there are preferred pharmacies as well. So you might find a plan that you're familiar with and you really like and you're attracted to the price. And then maybe you normally use Walgreens, but then they have a special negotiation with CVS and you may want to change, and it can save quite a bit. So we look into all of those different aspects of Part D when we do our plan finder counseling.
That's fantastic. I remember you sharing a story with me just a couple of weeks ago about someone who had done some research and found quite a big, a significant savings by switching pharmacies, rather significant.
Absolutely. And even some mail order pharmacies work for some folks as well. So it's always good to consider all the different elements.
And your counselors can help too with navigating that whole piece of this.
Absolutely.
Too. Okay. Okay, the donut hole.
All right, so the donut hole in layman's terms, and then also the coverage gap is what you'll hear in insurance jargon. So they're one and the same. I have no idea where donut hole came from. Still haven't found out. But I do have the new figures for the 2018 parameters of the donut hole. So generally, whenever someone starts off their Part D year, so starts off January 1st. Generally, everyone has a deductible that they have to reach before the insurance kicks in. And for 2018, it's going to be a maximum of $405. 2017 was $400, so we see that little spike of $5. But that is a maximum. So there are some beneficiaries that have no deductible. I see that like 180 seems to be attractive to some plans, so it just cannot be more than $405. So, but there are tons of differences between that. Now, once someone hits that one or that 405 or their deductible, whatever it might be, they're going to go into what's called initial coverage, and that is when the beneficiary pays 25% and the insurance pays 75%. So now that's not always for all prescriptions, because some pharmacies give antibiotics for free. Metformin is a tier one, should be considered a tier zero. It's pretty much free in almost all plans. So depending on what is more beneficial for the insurance company, most times they will eat the cost of those really small tiered drugs. But once everyone's contributions hit $3,750, including that deductible, the 25% from the beneficiary, and the 75% from the insurance, that's when the donut hole starts, or the coverage gap. And then during this donut hole, a Medicare beneficiary is responsible for the majority of the price of the drugs. Back in before 2014, if someone fell into this coverage gap, they literally were covering 100% out of pocket. However, the Affordable Care Act kicked in 2014, and they began to make the manufacturers a little more responsible or help out with some discounts during this time. So for 2018, there's going to be, I believe it's a 56% discount on generic drugs and 65% discount on brand name drugs. So it's not a total donut hole anymore. There is some responsibility on the manufacturers, but it still can be a trying time. Our counselors can help during that time to help find drug coupons or some manufacturing assistance programs. We help with all those applications to help everyone find them for their problem children prescriptions. So now once everyone's contribution reaches $7,508.75, we move to the catastrophic side, which is the other sugary side of the donut, where our beneficiaries will pay $3.35 for a generic or $8.35 for preferred or brand name drugs. There is a big or 5%, because if there are those who are on some really aggressive, maybe cancer prescriptions, the 5% may be less or a little different. So that is the donut hole in a case, but we definitely help throughout the entire coverage gap issue to answer questions, to help everyone navigate, maybe find coupons. And even sometimes it's as easy as them switching a pharmacy, again, to go to those preferred pharmacies to find a better deal.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. That was a lot to take in. We're going to go ahead and take another short break. There's lots of other changes that are coming down the pike, so we'll tackle those when we come back. Again, lots of stuff to talk about. Open enrollment starts today. If you have questions for Desiree, you can call us at 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Allison, Comfort Care is a family-owned and operated business.
We are, Mike. It's myself, my husband Tino, and my parents Irene and Scott. We're all thoroughly involved in the day-to-day operations of the business. So many of our clients' families do not live locally and therefore count on us to be their local eyes and ears. Every one of our clients has access to an owner day or night, and we do monitor our office phones 24 hours, 7 days a week by a member of our office staff.
So, Allison, family's very important to you guys at Comfort Care Senior Services.
It really is, Mike. I was very involved with my grandmother before she passed away, so we understand how important it is for everyone in the family, not just the senior needing care, to be a part of the equation. We talk to family members on a regular basis. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. 561-630-1620.
We're here with Allison Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Allison, Comfort Care is a home health agency and not a nurse registry.
That's right, Mike. And if you think the only difference between a home health agency and a nurse registry is price, then you need to speak with us. In addition to our caregivers being licensed, bonded, and insured, as an agency, we are also allowed to train our caregivers, which we do both in-home and field training.
And Allison, that means that your caregivers are actually your employees.
That's right, Mike. All of our caregivers are our employees. They are not 1099 independent contractors, which means that we're responsible for the workers' comp and all of their employment taxes. At Comfort Care, we would never send a caregiver into your home that we wouldn't send into our home. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Melissa Morante here filling in for Scott with Desiree Mearns from Shine talking about all things Medicare and open enrollment. So we just spoke at length about Part D, the prescription plan, and the donut hole and those new figures for 2018. For those who may have missed it, Medicare.gov is an excellent resource where that information can be found, along with a lot of other information, right, Desiree?
Yes, absolutely. Medicare.gov is what we call our super secret tool. It's actually very user-friendly. The interface is absolutely gorgeous. And we use the Find Health and Drug Plans tool that you can find on the home page. And what's wonderful is once you open up that page, the next page is going to show you a YouTube video where you can actually go step by step and do your own research. And that's perfectly fine. Our counselors love whenever our beneficiaries do a little bit of their own homework, and then they come in and they just say, now put this into English. Also, whenever you go onto Medicare.gov, you can either do a general search for your area, where it's just going to ask you for a zip code, or you can do a personalized search where you put in your Medicare number, you can put in your active dates, where your zip code, and it will actually bring you up and it'll show you what you have, if that's ever in question, and you can add your drugs. So we go on to add a drug list, so then we get something generated that's called a drug list ID, and then a password for it. So then forever your drug list ID is yours. So if next year we want to review again, we can bring up that same drug list and just make adjustments instead of having to put the drug list in over and over again. It's a really wonderful tool. And like I said, that YouTube video is awesome. It'll show you a step-by-step. And if you get caught up, then hopefully you have a Shine appointment or a HICAP appointment to cover that translation.
Right. Medicare.gov is a great resource, but maybe just a first step before they call you. Folks should still call you, right?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So, and that little search bar on Medicare.gov has been how I pretty much have learned anything. You put anything in there and publications will come up. But again, it is an insurance jargon, so we're always here for translation as well.
Excellent. All right. So we talked about new figures for 2018. There's some other new things happening in 2018. Am I right? So new Medicare numbers, right?
So as far as new Medicare numbers, we haven't gotten any change on the Medicare Part B premium, at least not yet, or the deductible. So generally that comes with a COLA, which is a cost of living adjustment through Social Security Administration. There's been a little buzz of a COLA and maybe some things increasing, but hasn't been anything concrete. We get all of our updates from Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, ACL, the Administration for Community Living. So we're literally the first to get the updates. So we haven't gotten it yet. So we don't have anything too fancy to report. But what I did notice whenever I was looking at the landscape of the Advantage plans, so switching from Part D landscape to Advantage plans, is in Palm Beach, we're kind of a guinea pig for new plans and different things of interest. So we found some new plans that I just wanted to throw out there as Simply More and All Well Medicare. They are brand new to the area. They're not fake. They are real plans. They're just a different name, and we don't have too much information on their background or what to provide as far as their star ratings. But they are new to the game, so they are legitimate. I just wanted to throw that out there. It's what we see as far as our Palm Beach landscape.
All right. Some other new changes. So I think we hit upon it earlier in the show, but in case there's some folks who are just joining us, Medicare Advantage, the name, I guess, is going away and it will be called something else.
Exactly. There was a letter that was sent out, I want to say about 18 months ago. It was written pretty interestingly, where it kind of alluded to the fact that Advantage plans were going to drop, but it's actually just the word Advantage is going to drop. So we're going to start referring to Part C as Medicare health plans, not Advantage plans, because CMS doesn't want to deter anyone or sway anyone a certain way if it's not in fact an advantage for them.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So let's talk a little bit about the difference between Medicare, or straight Medicare, I guess, and what was Medicare Advantage, soon to be Medicare health plans.
Yes, so that is the million-dollar question I get, is which side is better? And there is no definitive answer. It really depends on the person. I have had clients that are 96 years old, not on any prescriptions, only go in for their annual. So for them to spend a little more on the original Medicare with a Medigap supplement premium and a separate Part D just seems really troublesome for them because they don't utilize a lot of health care. However, I've seen the flip side where I've had a 23-year-old Medicare beneficiary who is receiving Medicare due to disability, and she is in the doctor's office quite often, so she would be a better candidate most likely for the for original Medicare with a supplement because she's utilizing a lot more. The biggest difference is original Medicare with a supplement and a separate Part D. So when we think of original Medicare, you have to think you have three separate cards in your wallet. You have your red, white, and blue, which we'll talk about in a minute because that's changing as well. You have your supplement and your Part D separate. Those are going to be fixed costs. So you have your Medicare premium, your supplement premium, and your Part D premium, and you're not coming out of pocket for much because it's pretty comprehensive coverage. Mm-hmm. The Advantage plan side, you have one card, which is an HMO or a PPO. So an HMO is a smaller network. You think of an HMO almost to a county level. And then you have PPOs, which down here in South Florida, we have regional PPOs, which will cover a lot of the state. So you're using that one card for the doctor, for the hospital, and for the pharmacy. So you think of those two different paths. And now the health plan side, the Part C, where you're just using that one card, they have variable costs. So maybe it's $35 to visit your primary, $55 for a specialist. So you're paying less for a premium, most likely. However, you're coming out of pocket more often. So that may be better for someone who's not utilizing as much healthcare because they're a lower premium, and then when they do come out of pocket, it's only a certain amount. Okay. So it really depends on the prescription someone's on, how much they use as far as healthcare, and what they appreciate. So not all doctors are in every HMO or PPO network. Down here in South Florida, it's pretty competitive, so the coverage is all right. But in like the Midwest and some other parts of the country there, it's hard to find a Medicare provider. So being on the original Medicare mm-hmm. side gives a little more freedom of choice. However, it comes with a price. So we really try to sit down with folks to determine if they're more budget-minded or if they need to be more focused on what their healthcare utilization is. So it's really important to us, and we are all Medicare nerds, and we're very passionate about it. So we definitely take the time to go through the options.
And what I heard you speak a couple of weeks ago, and you had mentioned something about, I think there were some plans. So here in South Florida, we have a lot of people who go back and forth mm-hmm. to New York. Mm-hmm. And there were some plans that you had mentioned that take into account some zip codes in New York and some zip codes down here. Can you expand on that just a little bit?
Sure. There are some regional PPOs. They're specific to PPOs that will cover certain zip codes down here in South Florida. And they've gotten smarter, and they see that there's a pretty good migration certain times of the year to zip codes in New York and New Jersey. So you can find the plans, and we can help you look into that. But it's not always best. Sometimes the original Medicare with the freedom, again, of choice for a national level, especially for someone who travels a lot or may see family in different parts of the country. So, but we consider all of that.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah. Great. Let's take one more quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk more about how folks can get to you, how they can reach you, schedule an appointment, all of that good stuff. Again, if you have a question for Desiree, Desiree Mearns is here from Shine talking about all things Medicare. Call us at 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Tino, you guys are really going above and beyond when it comes to training your staff for Alzheimer's care.
So, Mike, a lot of people complain about their caregivers being on the phone all day. At Comfort Care, we are training our caregivers to keep your loved ones active, engaged, and stimulated.
And Tino, what are some of the things you're doing to make your caregivers better equipped to take care of people with Alzheimer's?
So twice a month, I'm bringing our caregivers in to our office for specialized training on behavior modification and cognitive stimulation activities designed to keep your loved ones active when the caregivers are there staying with them. We find caregivers respond favorably when they have the tools at their disposal to take care of your loved one. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of your life. So let our family take care of your family. 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Scott, you're very involved in the senior community, aren't you?
I am, Mike. We try very hard to stay very much ahead of the curve in terms of the things that confront our senior population. As we age, there are so many things that people are unfamiliar with. So I am currently just been installed the president of the Florida State Guardianship Association. I also sit on the advisory council of the Area Agency on Aging, and I'm the treasurer of the Partnership for Aging. All of this is designed to give me access to the leading minds that are dealing with things that confront our seniors every day. It's very important that we stay on top of the issues that that our community deals with on a daily basis, because as we age, the need to stay informed becomes ever more important if we're going to deliver the kind of care and service that Comfort Care promises to deliver. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us, 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Melissa Morante here filling in for Scott with Desiree Mearns from Shine, talking about all things open enrollment and Medicare. We've had a very informative 45 minutes or so, but there's still a couple things that we have not touched upon. So for those who may have missed some of the real valuable information that Desiree has given us, Medicare.gov is a great resource to start exploring some of your questions. And then you can take what you've learned there, or if you have other questions, you can call Shine to schedule an appointment with a counselor. But those appointments are quickly filling up. Am I right?
Yes. And every area in the state of Florida works a little differently. So we have a lot of Medicare beneficiaries, a large concentration here in South Florida. So we work off of appointments. However, some other programs may work in a different way. So I have all the contact information for everyone involved. So for our area, we serve Palm Beach, Martin, St. Lucie, Indian River, and Okeechobee counties is 866-684-5885. You'll be connected with a helpline specialist that will help you to navigate the appointment you're in need of. For our Gainesville listeners, or really anyone else in the state of Florida, it's 800-963-5885. 5337, and you will be directed to the program by your area code. Now, as far as New York, our HICAP program for the entire state, it's 800-701-0501.
Great. And we'll repeat those numbers again before we wrap, just so everybody can make sure that they have them. So they call you, they schedule an appointment. Does somebody call them back? Do they physically go somewhere? How does this all work?
So here in our area, we provide both face-to-face and over the phone. So we do understand that some seniors here or disabled adults in our area, it's hard for them to get around, maybe to pay for a PalmTran bus to and from. So we like to provide phone appointments. However, we do have sometimes where it's a caregiver in a different state, so the phone appointments are attractive. But we do offer face-to-face appointments at 19 different sites sprinkled throughout the five counties. And we do have every once in a while an enrollment event that will pop up in different parts of the different counties, depending on where we see the need is. And again, anyone can come face-to-face or have an appointment over the phone. However, we do not visit the home. We do have several presentations. And to find our enrollment events or our presentations, you can find us on floridashine.org. It's an interactive map. You can choose the county that you're in, and you can see all the events around you.
Great. And I don't think we touched upon this at all during this show, so shame on me. But open enrollment runs from today, October 16th, through
December 7th. And we counsel all the way up until the last minute. There is no difference between 8 a.m. October 15th to 6 p.m. on December 7th. It's all valid.
Great. But this open enrollment period is just for Medicare or what was Medicare Advantage, soon to be Medicare health plans, right? Medicaid long-term managed care, that's a separate schedule. Am I correct?
Yes, absolutely. It's completely different. And the Medicaid managed long-term care program is specific to someone's eligibility. So that's completely different. That's run through the different states. So Florida's Medicaid managed program is totally different than New York's. So you have to be, if someone is eligible for the Medicaid programs, they'll have to keep very close attention to their notifications in the mail, because that'll give them their specific dates and who to call. Shine volunteers, we understand Medicaid. We understand the Medicare Savings Program and extra help. However, we are not legally allowed to counsel on them, so we are not able to help anyone enroll in the Medicaid side, but we're there to help everyone understand the coordination of being a dual-eligible beneficiary, which means someone has both Medicare and Medicaid.
Excellent. And we did touch upon this at the beginning, but I think it's worth repeating. So you have 48 volunteers spread across these 19 sites in the five counties that you serve here in South Florida. So who funds this effort? I mean, you guys are working round the clock for the next, 2 months.
Yep, definitely. It's, again, it's the federal SHIP grant, so State Health Insurance Program on the federal level, trickles down to the Department of Elder Affairs in the state of Florida, which funds the SHINE programs that are housed within the Area Agency on Aging. So it's all through that SHIP fund, and it's very important to us and very important to our Medicare beneficiaries, for those in South Florida, absolutely.
And I guess it's important for people to know, not just people who are turning 65 and who are going to enroll in Medicare for the first time should be calling you. I mean, your services are for whom?
For disabled adults as well. There are several Medicare beneficiaries that are under the age of 65. When someone receives Social Security disability and they have had it for 24 months, on the 25th month, they are automatically Medicare eligible. And we're here to help with that transition, because it's not a, here, welcome to Medicare, it's rainbows and unicorns. It's just kind of a hard transition, and we're here to help everyone understand whenever they do go from what's called SSDI to Medicare. So,
and anybody who has Medicare and a Part D should be taking advantage of your services every year, right? Because those are the plans that change so significantly, and there really could be some significant cost savings or not if people aren't really paying attention and getting all the information that they need about their drug plans.
Exactly. We urge everyone, even if you love your plan, if you have never had any difficulties before, unless you have really looked at that formulary very intensively and you know what's going on, definitely give us a call. We're free, we're unbiased, and my volunteers are here to provide their volunteer hours. It's just, give us a call, we're here for you.
Excellent. Okay, so let's repeat the numbers, how our listeners can reach you, both here in South Florida and then in Gainesville and New York as well.
Absolutely. So for Palm Beach and the Treasure Coast, our local number is 866-684-5885. For Gainesville and anywhere else in the state of Florida, the Florida line is 800-963-5337. And for our HICAP members up in New York, it would be 800-701-0501.
Excellent. All right, open enrollment starts today. Beautiful brochures coming in your mailbox every day. Very overwhelming. Reach out to Desiree and her people at SHINE. They are here to help you. They will answer all of your questions and help guide you towards the right path. Coming up next week on Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom, Scott will talk with Bonnie Conrad about the epidemic of elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation. It is unfortunately an epidemic that is happening right now, and Bonnie has some fascinating statistics and some real good information that folks can take to heart and be on the lookout. And then the following week, on October 30th, guest host Chris Ledoux will be speaking with a nurse practitioner about their role and the importance they play in medical care. So two exciting shows coming up for you in over the next 2 weeks. Again, Desiree Mearns, that was very informative. Thank you so much for your time. I do want to just one more time have you mention the phone numbers that people can reach you at, because I do think it's really, really important.
Absolutely. And just a caveat to that, we are always looking for volunteers as well. So if you're a little bit of a Medicare nerd yourself or you're looking for a challenge, our local number is 866-684-5885. For Gainesville and the rest of Florida is 800-963-5337. And for New York's HICAP program, 800-701-0501.
Excellent. So before I wrap it up, I guess, is there anything else, Desiree, that we haven't covered that's worth mentioning?
Well, I could go on for potentially weeks about Medicare, but really just the SHINE program and the SHIP program are really just here for you. Please reach out. Every state has a SHIP program. It may have a different name, so it's very important to remember if you have a friend or a family member that they're constantly complaining about their Medicare. We are the solution. We have a backdoor number to Medicare. We get straight to them. We get answers. We have partnerships with the different state entities as well as Social Security. So please utilize us. We're here year round.
That's great. Well, thank you again for joining us and for sharing all of this really valuable information. I hope our listeners out there found this helpful. Good luck and good night.